Both Sides Claim Victory on Immigration Politics. By Neil Munro on November 6, 2018. Pro-migration advocates claim the midterm election results show that voters oppose President Donald Trump's immigration policies. And pro-reform advocates say GOP candidates won by backing Trump's pro-American policies. Todd Schulte, director of the Mark Zuckerberg's pro-amnesty cheap labor group, FWD.us, claimed. Schulte's group is funded by wealthy investors who want more imported cheap labor and more imported customers. He cheered Representative Dave Brat's defeat after his Virginia district was redesigned to add more Democratic voters. The gloating was personal, partly because Brat's 2014 primary win torpedoed Zuckerberg's push for the Gang of Eight amnesty. Down goes Brat. 6,102,014 to 1,162,018. Todd Schulte, at the Todd Schulte, November 7, 2018. Schulte also cheered at the defeat of Kansas gubernatorial candidate, Kris Kobach. Brat's loss was also cheered by Brian Walsh, an establishment GOP activist and one of Schulte's allies. Nick Gravich, a Democratic pollster, argued that the anti-illegal immigration ads by the GOP's business first owners backfired. But the business-funded ads focused on illegal immigration, not on the cheap labor migration which cuts Americans' wages and raises their housing costs. Journalists quickly argued that local defeats, such as the Kobach's gubernatorial defeat in Kansas, Trump's President Trump's use of immigration reforms to spur GOP turnout nationwide and to win several Senate seats. Walsh echoed Kobach's claim. Unfortunately for Schulte and Walsh, many of the defeated GOP legislators agreed that immigration policy should serve the needs of business, not the needs of Americans for decent wages. They defeat GOP members included Kansas Rep. Kevin Yoder, Texas Representative Pete Sessions, Florida Representative Chris Curbelo, New York Representative John Faso, New Jersey Representative Leonard Lance, and Virginia Representative Barbara Comstock. Walsh noted some of the losses among business-first GOP legislators. He tweeted, "Pro-American reformers, however, say GOP candidates won many races by echoing Trump's higher American low-immigration, high-wage economic policy." The GOP's successful pro-American candidates include new Senator Josh Hawley in Missouri. Most of the losing Democrats, including Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly, backed the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty bill in the Senate, and opposed Trump's Four Pillars reforms in the February 2018 Senate debate. In Texas, Senator Ted Cruz beat Beto O'Rourke with a large share of the Latino vote, of perhaps 36%, partly because many middle-class Americans with Latino heritage fear large-scale migration.